Governor, we learned today that you were making a cameo appearance of sort in the report. 62 times your name was mentioned. You were interviewed by the special counsel's office. The report says the president asked you to act as an intermediary between him and then FBI Director James Comey. Can you tell us about that, that conversation that you had with the president?
Yeah, I mean, I think the report lays it out pretty clearly. I was having lunch with the president at the White House. He asked me if I was still friends with Jim. I said I was. And he just asked if I would call him and tell him that he liked him and that he was part of the team. And as I said at the time to the special counsel's office, it was something I never considered doing. I thought, you know, it was a nonsensical idea. And I thought Jim would wonder what the call really meant. And so to me, you know, I heard it. I didn't respond to the president in any way to his request. And then I never did anything.
Governor, is this the only reason why the special counsel reached out to you for an interview? Was it because of this interaction that you had with the president about Mr. Comey?
I really don't know. You'd have to ask special counsel. He called and they called and asked for me to come in. I was happy to do so. I went in and I answered all their questions, and I guess at least a number of those answers are reflected in the report.
Governor, you have said a number of times that you think the Southern District of New York might pose a bigger issue or danger for the president than the special counsel's report. Do you still think that's the case?
I do, and I think that the report from Bob Mueller backs that up, because I never believed that there was any collusion or conspiracy with the Russians, and that was the real meat of the Mueller investigation. And as for the Southern District of New York, you know, they can go wherever they want to go. Bob Mueller is restricted to Russia. They can go wherever they want to go in the Southern District, and that obviously creates a lot more opportunity for peril.
Do you think there were any impeachable offenses spelled out in the special counsel's report today?
No.
You were the U.S. Attorney for New Jersey. You're a lawyer. What did you think of Attorney General Robert Barr's news conference this morning or statement?
Well, listen, I think that this morning he decided that he wanted to lay out all the reasons why he had redacted things he had redacted and why he was presenting the report the way he did and why they'd made the decision on obstruction. He could have done that before the report was released or after. He decided before. That was his call to make as Attorney General, because the report was to him. So, you know, I might have done it differently, but the fact of the matter is the report is out. Everyone can read it and see it, and that's what really matters.
Well, the redacted version is out. Do you think the public should see the full report without the redactions?
No, I don't think that you should put things out there. From what I understand, the only redactions were for Rule 60, grand jury information, which you're never allowed to put out. Things that would harm ongoing investigations, I don't think anybody wants to harm any of the ongoing investigations that are going about in different U.S. attorneys' offices around the country right now. And third was sources and methods of intelligence. So, no, I don't think that'll add anything to the report. I think that from what I could see from my first review of the report, there are a lot fewer redactions than I thought there were going to be, and I don't think that they prevent us from understanding the story.
And finally, the public really doesn't know what these interviews were like in the special counsel's office, a secretive process, if that's the right term. But can you tell us about what the meeting was like for you and being interviewed by Mueller's investigators?
No, because I participated in so many of these interviews during my 7 years as U.S. attorney. It was very standard. Into a windowless conference room with probably three FBI agents and three prosecutors. We sat across the table from each other. They asked me questions. I gave answers, and that was that. It was nothing spectacular, nothing cloak and dagger, nothing out of the ordinary given the experience I've had as a prosecutor for 7 years.
Did you agree with President Trump that this was a witch hunt?
No. Never have and never will. And I think the first portion of the report on Russian interference with our election proves that it was not a witch hunt. Needed to be investigated.
Okay, thank you. Governor Christie, thank you very much for your comments today and for sharing your experience about the Mueller report with us.
My pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.